Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking, because boring is steady, pragmatic, responsible. You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for red carpets, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money, so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to the WNO Podcast. In this episode 150-something, I'm your host, Hollywood Mike, coming to you from the den of the Illuminati in Austin, Texas, joined as always by Corey Stockton, Reed Connell in the back,
Connor
with the Blue
Johnson?
Chew shirt on, Connor Joshin, new purple belt, Connor Joshin. Connor, what's going on? We got social media fired up, Discord and everybody in there, YouTube?
Yeah, we're ready. We got everybody in the live chat.
I think we're going to be putting on some, today we're going to be putting on some little screenshots, the comments in the Discord, right?
Yes.
Don't get fucking smart with us out there. Don't think that you can put some crazy shit on there. It's not going to be live. We're going to catch you. We're going to take it off. All right, to kick it off, a lot's changed. I'm drinking green tea over here. Fucking miserable. I've been trying to be healthy for the last 10 days. I thought I was going to die. I've been trying to be healthy ever since, and I just kill me at this point. I mean, I got some broccoli and some hard-boiled eggs out there for lunch. I mean, I'm basically like Danny Trejo in the end of Heat, where he's, don't leave me here like this, man. Like that, if I start posting my favorite supplements or some shit, just take me out.
Get rid of me. Well, at least you made it to the podcast, man. Yeah. Best time of the week, Wednesday. Love it. We're here. Who's number one podcast again? Looking forward to what's going on in this Discord chat, for sure.
Connor, roll call in there. Who's in there? Who we got?
Roll call.
Who are the OGs? Who are the real ones?
Yeah.
Who are the real ones?
GS is back.
GS has finally made it into the Discord. Right now we got Steve. Obviously, he's always holding us down in the YouTube chat. We got Ricardo Amendolia, Kitman, and we got some new guys. We got, looks like Michael Cartsonis said I guess made him stop doing drugs because now he's just listening to the podcast to pass his time. So we're changing lives out there.
If you heard my open about how miserable I am being healthy, maybe you might go back. Who knows? But all right, so we're going to get into Road to ADCC today. We're going to pick some winners. I'm actually not going to be there at this event. I got to go home for some things. I'll be there for the weigh-ins and the press conference, but I won't be there. I'm going to give Corey my shades. He's going to become Hollywood Corey for a night.
I already got the bang
out of this. I know, right? You're influencing him.
Yeah. This is fucking green tea life, let me tell you. I just keep
so
catching myself.
So there's no Monster Energy in there?
No, I went 10 None? Days with no caffeine. I keep catching myself like at the grocery store. I didn't go to the grocery store for 6 months. I keep catching myself at the grocery store like buying broccoli, and I'm like, dude, just put me out of my misery at this point. The party's over.
Eating broccoli, that's your lowest point.
I had to realize, like, oh, you're not in your 20s anymore. You're getting older. You're not a kid anymore, and it's just been so devastating to me mentally. But before we get into it, should we – Big news this last week. Before we get into the meat of things with the ADCC match predictions.
I believe we have a video to announce.
All right. Cue the video, Tyler.
Announcement video.
Maybe. What is this?
Oh, okay, there's some audio. But
what is this?
Oh my God. Austin's newest purple belt.
Yeah, so if you're listening on audio, it's just like a Who's Number One style promo video for Connor. Connor Joshin of new purple belt. Not only Texas State champion catch wrestling, but a new purple belt. And we're all going to come to you with offerings today. A little gift for you, okay?
Perfect.
So for you here, right here.
This is for you.
This is a little thing to establish our Marcon treaty, Marcon marketing and content. I'm giving you my CP bobblehead. Christian Pyle's our boss. It's broken. I knocked it off my desk yesterday, and it's broken. But, Connor, come over here and get your present.
I'm locked in here, but I'll make it over there.
I'll bring it over there in a minute. Corey, what do you bring for the man?
All right, so.
It's like a Christmas day.
This is a one-of-a-kind Christian
basically
bobblehead, by the way.
For you here, Connor.
I appreciate this, guys.
You only get your purple belt once, I always say.
I just got a hype video. Who gets a hype video for their purple belt?
Number one here to fix your CP bobblehead. Is a little bit of tape. You're gonna need that purple belt. Is injury belt.
Oh, thank
to
you,
hold
guys.
Your body awesome. To hold tape. Your body together. So, some tape. I mean,
this one's got a story. Was gonna get you the purple rain vinyl. Realized right before I brought that in how much that's worth. So we're going with another '80s icon.
Blondie vinyl.
Whoa!
All right, I'll carry this stuff over to him.
Thank
Reed,
you guys.
Got something for me? I got some video.
And last but certainly not least,
you made a hype video.
I made you a hype video, which is already way too much time dedicated to this. But I also got you this bag of chili cheese Fritos.
Come on,
which are the best kind of Fritos, any self-respecting Texas State champ needs to
obviously.
Eat some chili cheese.
I was
going to
say that we should bring our belts in and all whip them, but I was like, these are
thank you, guys.
Unprecedented
you.
Here. Michael, wow. Going back to the... say hi to the back camera.
Come in here, Hollywood.
A little gift from the front table.
Unprecedented God. Here.
Be careful, this thing doesn't...
It's not glued on.
Was CP mad at you when you broke that?
He looked a little hurt.
Thank you, guys. I'm a little caught off guard. I swear to God, I didn't know a hype video was coming, but I knew whenever I was modeling for that. That was from what promo was that from?
Yeah, that one's from a while ago. I forget.
I had a feeling it would come up later. So thank you, guys. I couldn't have asked for a better purple belt debut. Thank
you.
You
gonna go home and jam to your Blondie?
Hell yeah! I actually do got a record player, so we're gonna be popping this off. And shout out CP, guys. Look at that. He can.
How mad
back
was
here
CP?
From now on.
Was CP when you broke his bobblehead?
Off my desk. I mean, it's basically it's just got to be glued back on. It was just glued on to begin with, but
I got grip tape. We can figure it out.
Sure. CP found out I broke the bobble because I'm not lying anymore. I'm not saying any more lies. I come out here. I pretend I'm fucking excited about people. I pretend I think somebody's gonna win. Nope.
No more pretending.
I'm sick of lying. I'm sick of living a lie. I'm just gonna say what I really think on here. You guys want to jump into it? Road to ADCC stuff.
Let's do it. What's going on in the Discord chat about Connor's promotion?
Are they proud of you?
What's going on?
Yeah, shout out. Oh, Steve won a match the other day too. Oh, Steve won a tournament.
Oh, hell yeah.
GS is shouting. He's just screaming in there. Claude. I haven't met Claude yet, but Claude says Connor loves Blondie, and it's true. They are my new favorite band. People. Person. They're my new favorite artist. So thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thanks everyone in the Discord. Thanks everyone on YouTube chat. Now let's get to some actual jiu-jitsu.
So road to ADCC. It's going to be sort of looking like a who's number one event, but it's going to be ADCC rules. Six matches. There's going to be no free prelims this time around. So it's 20 minutes ADCC rules, final rules, right, where there's -1 if you pull guard.
The whole time.
Yeah. So this is changing up our predictions a little bit because we're used to these who's number one rules. ADCC rules are it's its own world. It's
absolutely.
It's its own thing.
Absolutely, man. This is, you know, road to ADCC. It's been a little while since we've seen the ADCC front and center here. ADCC 2019, obviously greatest jiu-jitsu tournament of all time. Glad to see that they're coming back. I think the rules are going to play a big part, especially like Hulk versus Craig. You know, Craig's not going to be able to sit. He's going to have to wrestle with Hulk. So it just definitely brings a new fold to things.
Yeah, absolutely. The ADCC rule set is one of my favorites. It's very tough to crack, right? So we're going to be watching a lot of ADCC veterans come back, but also some kind of newbies to the ADCC rule set and watching them kind of crack the code of the ADCC rules and how to score in that system is a totally different enigma.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the guys who have a lot of trouble is the guys who don't adjust, right? They think they can sweep the way they normally do. Nope, to score, you got to put them flat on their back in ADCC, mm-hmm, right? It's mm-hmm. takedowns, sweeps, a whole different thing. So I'm excited. This is our first ADCC action since the last Worlds, right?
Since 2019. Yeah. So I that's what's great about this event is like it literally kicks off this new season of ADCC from here. You know, a really an unprecedented event. I don't think they've really done an ADCC super fight show quite like this. You know, they did some great things Mo did at the 2017 West Coast Trials, but this is really unprecedented. A lot of great matchups, and it kicks off the whole season. From here, we're going ADCC Trials, which these ADCC Trials are going to be insane coming up here. If you're not signed signed up for these ADCC trials, you're not going to these ADCC trials, you're going to miss out because this shit's going to be crazy. And then from there, obviously, we're looking towards 2022 ADCC, which Mo Jasimer has continually said is going to be the greatest jiu-jitsu event of all time. It's going to blow them all out the water. So the next 18 months from here, going to be bananas, man.
Yeah, the ADCC dates for September are officially set up,
right?
What
are those dates? They announced it the other day.
It's the 17th, 18th of September, I believe.
September 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the meantime, so here we go. Trials, like the East Coast trials, I think, already three-day event, right? They're
it's
extending
it. November?
November, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Jersey.
Connor, before we get going picking winners and all this, the people that want to vote for the fan vote, where do they do this at, Discord or YouTube?
Go ahead and throw – if you want your comments brought up, you can bring them into Discord. We'll put those on the screen. But we will count YouTube comments because we haven't made the full switch over to Discord yet. But get used to that, guys. We're going to be making that move over. If you're not in the Discord yet, I'll drop the link in the chat.
So, yeah, drop the link in the chat. Thank you very much. So we're going to do the – Tyler in the back. You guys probably can't even hear him. Do we got the graphic ready for the pick'em? I did not tell you to do that. So we do not have a graphic today. We'll put it up next week. But
we'll do this all again next week. Don't worry.
All right, let's get it going.
Just heads up, Hollywood Mike. CP is in the chat currently, and he said he is not happy about the bobblehead being broken. So
just got to glue it back on. You got that tape that Corey gave
you. Yeah, just tape it.
All right, so we're going to go from the main event on down. We're going to start with the main event first this time. Mateus Diniz versus Kainan Duarte. I mean, the main event and the co-main are going to have the same theme for me because I just watched BJJ Stars. Hulk and Deniz did not look on top form in their match. They looked a little bit out of shape.
Kicking
they looked
out the
a little,
rust.
Little skinny. But I'm thinking, okay, that's fine. If you're going to go there and just go against each other, these guys in 2 weeks got Kainan Duarte and Craig Jones.
Dang.
So I watched that match, and when I see a defensive wrestling match, just a lot of locking up, collar tying, lacing. There's two or three shots, but two or three shots in 10 minutes of wrestling isn't very much. When I see a defensive wrestling match, I think guys that are out of shape, and they're there to get a paycheck, right? That's what that tells me. But then you got Kainan Duarte. Mateus Diniz said Kainan Duarte at Road to ADCC. Kainan Duarte, ADCC champion, over 99 kilograms last time. Looked like a killer last time he was on Who's Number One when he beat
Adolfo
in like 2 or 3 minutes. Kainan can wrestle. I think Kainan's going to blow through him. No disrespect to Mateus. I think Kainan's going to be a lot bigger than him. I'm gonna go with Kainan to say Kainan gets on his back from a wrestling exchange with a feet, taps him.
Go for it, Corey.
Yeah,
Crazy main event here. Champ versus champ. Kainan's champ. Mateus champ. You know, kind of different weight classes here.
There's actually a weight class in between them.
Yeah, yeah. Weight class in between there. Yeah. Gordon was in there. I think, you know, that 99 is going to be super interesting in 2022. Who knows? Both these guys could be contending, I think, for the ADCC absolute title. You know, kind of unprecedented for both these guys to have won in 2019. Mateus's first try, Kainan beating Yuri Samoyes and Bushesha. Just got a crazy, crazy run from both those guys. You know, you mentioned the match last week with those with Hulk and Mateus. You know, I think it was Mateus did choke Hulk at the end there, so that's probably got to be worth something. But hopefully that match kind of woke everybody up, that, like, you know, kind of getting back to it, kicked the rust off of everything. Hard not to pick against Kainan here, though, man. Kainan just looks like he's going to be the guy of the future. Would love to see Mateus do well. He hasn't had a win in a minute here, you know, with the loss against Gordon on Who's Number One. So would like to see him do well, but, man, he's going against a titan of grappling in Kainan.
Got to be the favorite against anybody besides Gordon.
Who knows? Yeah.
How many wins in a row does he got?
Yeah. Kainan?
Kainan, his last loss was that heel hook to Cyborg, and that was August of last year, right?
Won about a dozen since. Or how many wins is he riding in a row?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's got to be less 12. But the one thing I'm curious about is how fired up Mateus is after losing to Hulk in that fashion, right? You get to the end of the match, you not just secure the submission, but you put the guy to sleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't count because it's a couple seconds after the bell. How much does that carry into what he's going to do coming up against Kainan in this match? That being said, Kainan, I think both of you guys said it, is among the best in the business, right? He might be the number two pound for pound behind Gordon Ryan, and it might not be as far apart as a lot of people would expect. I think they're neck and neck.
I guess we gotta give Cyborg credit. I just forgot he heel hooked him.
But Kainan's growing. He's getting better. He looked phenomenal against Rodolfo. Like there's so much we can say about how good Kynan is, and I think a lot of times he gets underestimated.
Yeah.
He should not be here against Mateus.
I feel like Mateus, like, he just has a problem kind of pulling the trigger sometimes, you know?
Yeah, like, he didn't really do anything in that BJ Stars match until the match was technically over, basically, yeah. Is what they're saying. Yeah.
And it's just like, man, like, you see how talented and how dynamic that dude can be when he just, like, when he jumps after something. I mean, he choked Hulk unconscious. That's crazy, you know? So, like, I feel like he just is a little bit hesitant, and I don't know what that's from lately, but it just goes to show that, like, if he does pull the trigger, he can snatch a neck like that.
So you took Kynan as well?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You can't go out there and be defensive against Kynan because he's going to be firing, right? He's going to be getting after you offensively on the feet. And I think that's going to be the big...
Buchecha learned that.
Speaking of ADCC, right. I think going into the next ADCC, we're going to see a big separation between guys who do the interlacing fingers, going forehead to forehead, just tying up and disconnecting, or the guys... who are really learning how to wrestle. Like you saw Craig and Ty, they're really going out there and wrestling with each other, really trying to take each other down. Those guys
being offensive.
Those guys are going to separate from the pack on the feet, just like the guys who've sort of stuck their head in the sand and ignored heel hooks for the last few years have been left behind in those exchanges. Right?
We've already seen Mo talking about implementing new stalling calls, you know, 30, like, you know, having a better system or just a more aggressive system for call installing. So I think definitely there's just a wave of excitement of pushing the action that needs to happen. It seems like it's kind of well on its way.
And good wrestling is really, I think, where jiu-jitsu, where especially Nogi jiu-jitsu is going. It's the direction jiu-jitsu is taking. I think after leg locks took over, there was a little bit of a no man's land where people trying to figure out leg locks and figure out how to optimize the game against other people learning leg locks.
If you're not good at leg locks, right. You better be good at wrestling.
But now the new metagame is wrestling up, right? Look at the way that Andrew Wilty plays, for example. And it's not just wrestling up. It's wrestling from top to the bottom. Wrestling overall is going to have such a huge impact on Nogi Jiu-Jitsu, but especially ADCC rule set.
And especially these matches that are 20 minutes long, right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing guys who are really going out there and learning how to wrestle. Like these Atos guys are doing throw-bys. They're going to underhook, going to snatch single. A lot of these people are getting good at wrestling. And it's, or there's the other option where it's like, Taza. You know, you only got one or two bursts in you, so you're just going to kill time for most of the time and then try and get a takedown two other times. And it's like just circling each other the club. And so I think those people are going to get left behind because, I mean, if Kynan Duarte, one of these guys, is attacking you the whole time, I mean, he's going to get you sooner or later. He's going to take you down and get out top. Connor, the fan vote, what are they saying?
The fans are going with Kynan, though if they think if Denise wins, it's going to be a buzzer beater probably 5 seconds after the match. They're making that very clear. They want more of that kind of no rules Denise. Yeah.
What's your official stance on that, Mike? Is that an official win if it happens on Who's Number One?
Well, I mean, in Who's Number One... like, somebody asked me this today, and Who's Number One, that would have been a win for Mateus, because there's no points.
Yeah,
and if he was literally putting him to sleep as the timer went out, then that's an easy win in our rules, right? Mateus would have won. But, I mean, things change if it's different rules. I mean, Hulk wouldn't have been thinking I'm up 2 points or whatever and just trying to survive. But, all right, so that's a clean sweep across the board. Me, Reed, Corey, the fans, everybody picking Kynan Duarte. No big surprise there. All right, moving on along. The co-main event. This is sticking to my last theme about thinking that Hulk and Denise didn't quite look road to ADCC shape at BJJ Stars. He's going up against Craig Jones. His wrestling looked pretty good against Ty. I mean, Craig got a little bit gassed against Ty as well, but I think Craig is going to be going in this match just way more on point than Hulk is. They're going to have to wrestle with each other. Hulk's harder. He's not going to have the size advantage he had against Ty probably, but I'm going to say, screw it, Hulk. Craig's getting back to the heel. Craig's going to get on top or bottom one way or the other, but he's going to get on the legs. I'm going to say Craig with the inside heel hook.
I disagree. I think Craig is going to play a lot more top game. I think he's going to try and play top game. I think Hulk's best attribute is for sure his passing game. That was the same with Ty Rotolo, right? And I think Craig game planned to play his top game knowing that Ty had his best opportunities playing top. I think
Craig got to try to wrestle. Because if he pulls against Hulk, Hulk's a hard guy to sweep,
right,
especially ADCC rules. Right? Yeah, so you can't just give him the negative one. So Craig's got to try and wrestle.
Right. That being said, I think Ty's passing style is way different than we're going to see from Hulk. Right? Ty likes to pass at a distance, likes to spam passes. Hulk likes to body lock and just grind his way through. So that could pose some problems to Craig's leg lock game in the beginning. But I think eventually Craig gets there. I think Craig has a heel hook victory here as well.
Man, I think, you know, Craig's a guy right now, especially on this stage. You know, I know it's ADCC rules, but, you know, he's just got a lot of time to hunt for his thing, to hunt for the legs. I think this is all Craig. But I don't know. The wild card for me is that I feel like Lucas is coming into this one just no way he can accept losing. I feel like he's just like, you know, Craig's gone out there. He's beaten Ty. Craig's gone out there. He's beat Ronaldo. You know, this is kind of like the next level, kind of final boss is of the Atos crew. And I just feel like Luke, for all the marbles here, Lucas is not going to let himself lose to a DDS guy, especially like Craig, because he knows that he'll never, ever hear the end of it, which is going to be a huge part of it. You know, we haven't seen kind of too much of the trash talk, although I did see Craig posting some things over the weekend. But, man, that is going to be a big, big story, kind of how these guys mentally prepare for it going into the match. I assume the kind of press conference is going to be pretty fun. I assume the weigh-in is going to be pretty fun. I'm excited to see what these guys have to say, because the mental warfare hasn't even really started yet, and it's going to play such a big, big role here, I think.
I cannot wait so for that hold. Press conference.
Right. No, I got Craig. I got Craig for sure. Okay. I got Craig, but but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, yeah.
We know. All right, Connor, what's going on with the fans?
Man, the fans think Craig's going to take it. It's not really a close. It's a swarm of Craig Jones in the chat. So, you know, I kind of got to go with the fans. They got the wisdom for me.
Another clean sweep. So we got, I think it's going to get a little bit more interesting as we go down. But we got the main and the co-main. Both clean sweeps. Everybody picking Kynan, everybody picking
I mean, you feel like this is like, I don't want to, you know, kind of revenge for Atos here. Is that how?
Yeah,
is that
100%,
how? Is that how Lucas is looking at it? Right?
He doesn't want to lose to a DDS guy,
right?
I mean, he knows if he goes out there and gets heel hooked by Craig or something, like Gordon's going to post a video making fun of him or whatever. You know, Gordon always goes anything. Hope does. Gordon posted a video the other day about his, you know, getting choked or whatever. So it's got to be personal,
right? At this point,
one thing I'm absolutely floored by is that these two guys haven't faced each other.
Really? Yeah, ever?
At least as far as I've seen. I've been going back through
it.
It's
crazy.
But yeah, it's.
Has Hope been heel hooked before?
Yeah. Nicky Rod.
Nicky Rod heel hook Hulk?
No. I'm sorry.
Was that Cyborg?
That was Kynan who heel hooked. Nicky Rod. I gotta go back and find it.
All right, we'll look at
it. Let's move on.
I'm predicting for him to get heel hooked now against Craig. Connor, anything funny going on online before we move along?
There is someone in the chat that thinks Hulk wins this one in his sleep, but but not me. Not me. I don't agree with that. That's a bad take. That's only the chat.
Yeah.
That's the chat, not me.
Drop the name. Who said that one? Because that's pretty funny.
The Texas Zombie. He's the same guy that keeps coming after me for my Texas State Wrestling catch belt. He's the same guy, so you can blame him, Hulk. Sorry.
Same with conviction, Connor.
Yeah.
You can blame him, Hulk. I'm sorry.
All right, moving on along. So the next match on the card, I believe, would be Gio Mikey. Gio Martinez versus Mikey Musumeci. Mikey's going to be giving up a little weight. Two number one ranked guys at 135, 145 for us. This is a crazy one because it's like the negative one, like, has Mikey even – I don't know if Mikey's hit a takedown since he was doing Naga in Florida. Like, is he going to go out there and try and wrestle with Gio? Gio's not, you know, known as a wrestler, but he took down Juni. I think Mikey takes the negative one. I'll let one of you guys pick first. All right.
Yeah.
Corey, you go first.
I actually think the same. I think maybe Mikey will pretend to wrestle for about 20 seconds before he pulls guard. And I think that's probably his best bet. But the thing that – he's got a couple things going against him here. Number one being that Gio is a veteran of this rule set, right? Gio's done ADCC, I think, three times. Not to mention all the times he's on trials. We've never seen Mikey Moose matching in trials at ADCC Worlds. We've never seen him in the rule set. The wrestling is going to be a big factor. And also the fact that Mikey excels in positions and in systems that we know and that he can perfect. Gio's a master of finding positions that nobody knows what to do with. You know, I think Mikey's one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world. But I think in this rule set, Gio has the upper hand.
You're going Gio?
Yep.
You hate Mikey, though.
I'm not a fan of Mikey Musumeci.
All right. No.
Man, this one's going to be fun, too. I love that. Yeah, I think Gio's going to be the bigger guy, the more physical guy. I think he's going to be wanting to take it to Mikey. I just think Mikey is just too enthralled in being the Nogi Mikey, you know, especially after his last match there where he kind of dominated, but, you know, still didn't get the submission. Very, very disappointed. I think he's going to double down here. And try to get the submission. You know, I love Gio Martinez, always a fan. He definitely is going to make it exciting. And because of that, I think Mikey Musumeci finds a submission here and kind of rights the ship back onto Heel Hook Mikey.
Heel Hook Mikey. If you're on the Discord and you're active, you know that Mikey has been talking about how he solved the mystery of what to do when someone steps on your ball. So you have that going for him. He has that going for him here. It's going to be hard to we'll get to you next with the fans, Connor. But I'm going to go. I mean, I think Mikey eats the negative one to start this out because, I mean, Gio will probably take him down, and then you're giving up two. But then you got to score against Gio. So hard to sweep in ADCC rules. But I'm going to say he doesn't sweep. I'm going to say Mikey gets to the back. I think they're going to end up in some sort of funky position. I think Mikey's Barambolo type of knowledge is just going to be so tight. I think he'll end up, you know, inverting to a crab ride, that type of thing. Getting to the back. I don't know if he's going to be able to finish him. But, I mean, yeah, if he gives up the negative one, trying to sweep in ADCC rules and have to hold down a bigger guy on it, flat on his back is going to be tough. So that'd be a ballsy move to kick it off, especially against a vet like Gio. But I'm gonna have to go with Mike. I'll say Mikey gets to the back, and that's how he wins. What are they saying online, Connor?
Yeah, we got a bunch of Mikey fans here in the chat. I think, to be fair,
both these guys go on the Discord.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. We kind of have some loyalists here.
It's our first Discord
here.
Versus Discord match.
We need a Discord belt. That's what I'm saying. I think any athlete in there, they gotta fight for dominance there. But yeah, they got Mikey in the chat, YouTube and Discord. They're pretty. Across the board.
I think it's clear that Mikey's going after submissions. You know, negative one, who cares? If he doesn't submit, I think he'll take it as a loss, as you've seen kind of Craig say, as you've seen Mikey say in the past, that they're out there to submit these guys. So I think he'll eat the negative one and say, hey, I'm here to submit. Who cares if you win on points?
All right, moving on along. That's crazy. Those are the first three matches. And then think about what else we have coming. These next three matches are pretty crazy, too. First one is going to be Elizabeth Clay versus Ana Carolina Vieira. Elizabeth Clay coming in with a lot of momentum after Nogi Pan. She submitted everybody she went against, right?
She submitted everybody, yeah.
Dang.
Reed, you go ahead and kick this one off.
I mean, come on. This is Liz Clay's time for sure, man. She's been looking like a killer. No disrespect to Ana Carolina. You know, not known as well in Nogi. She has a Hall of Fame career in the Gi. I think this is another feather in Liz Clay's cap here. She's about to have a huge next year or two. I think you're going to see her on that ADCC 2022 finals stage, and this is just the beginning for Liz Clay. I think it's all Liz Clay here. You know, she has just proved time and time again that she is good on the legs, she is good on the back, she is good from the guard, she can wrestle, she's just a killer.
No, I think that's exactly it. I think Liz Clay is the future of not just this division, but of every female division. I think she's really the future of the sport in that regard. And it's because of what she's able to do every time she goes out. I can't think of a match that she hasn't won by submission.
For real, it's crazy.
She's the I think the youngest person to ever qualify for ADCC, right? She hasn't competed in ADCC, but she qualified when she was 15 years old and she just got injured. That being said, I don't know what her game plan is, right? Because I was talking to her last week after Nationals. She said that she spent most of her color belts wrestling and playing top position, but we have not seen that from her in some time, right? She really likes to pull guard. She really excels pulling guard. I think she'll be another one of the people on this list that is willing to take the negative one, willing to take the negative and go for broke from in the leg battle.
I mean, Gabby couldn't pass her guard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if she was able to survive from her guard against Gabby for 15 minutes, I mean, Ana Carolina's going to have a time. It sounds like it's crazy we're all picking Clay as like the heavy favorite. I'm going to pick Elizabeth Clay too, but it's like, Ana Carolina's a legend, multiple-time black belt world champion.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, but I just think in these rules, Nogi, I think Elizabeth Clay, she's just, her momentum right now, she's looking really good every time she competes. I'm going to say Elizabeth Clay gets a submission. Who did she heel hook? Luisa Montero? I think she does the same. She heel, that's another legend. I think she heel hooks Ana Carolina at some point or another. 20 minutes is a long time to last with Elizabeth and her submissions. Connor Joshin.
The Discord chat has spoken. The wisdom of the chat says Elizabeth Clay.
So is that another clean sweep? Everybody going Elizabeth?
That's another clean sweep.
Which is just a great opportunity to pull off the upset, man. An upset here for Ana Carolina is a huge win. An upset for Gio, an upset for you know, some of these other guys. Mateus Deniz. Those are huge wins and a chance to shut us all up, man. So more power to you guys.
I got a point here. Liz Clay has won by submission in her last 11 matches.
Jeez.
And 17 of her last 19.
And anything she's ever lost has just been like kind of like a very razor close like decision, I feel like. And so
Gabby Garcia was the most convincing loss, and that
was pretty close. It was close. Yeah.
Somebody's saying SI is saying I think Elizabeth Clay is going to win more ADCCs than Gabby. That's a bold prediction because Gabby has, what, four? She's going for five. So I guess Elizabeth has to take her out the
record,
next one.
So
she's going to have to take her out the next one if she's going to make that a reality. So maybe my two favorite matches of the card coming up next, the two that kick this thing off.
Hell
right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The next one, Dante Leon and Nikki Ryan. This is a really exciting match for me. Two very similar people stylistically, I think. I think a lot of people don't really – realize how close Nikki is to Dante stylistically now just because he's only competed four or five times since last ADCC. But I think especially their game from bottom, the way they both like to wrestle up for single legs from guard. I mean, they're both sort of built sort of similar. Nikki can wrestle, man. Nikki, the kid can move good. I don't know. Can I call him a kid anymore? He turned 20 the other day.
Yeah,
is he a man now?
Yeah.
Nikki's a grown-ass man. He can Nikki move the well. Man. He can wrestle. But I'm going to have to go with Dante just for a couple reasons. I mean, Nikki's still – he just turned 20. I think Dante's got the experience factor. And Dante's just got a little bit more of that grown man strength, and they're so similar with each other. I think Dante edges him out. I pick pretty decisive victories for everybody else. I'm going to say this one goes to a referee decision. I think Dante ends up taking it. Maybe 0-0 ref decision, and Dante takes the ref decision.
I don't know about a referee decision here, but I think it will be close. I think it will go to the wire. I don't think we see a submission here. I'm also picking Dante, and specifically because this is going to be, I think, one of the only matches where, with the exception of the main event, one of the only matches that I don't see a guard pull coming, right? I think they're going to wrestle. And I think despite the fact that they've been, I mean, we've been hearing extensively that they're working on wrestling nonstop down at the DDS camp, I think that...
We saw it at the last event.
Right, yeah. Right. And I think that right now Dante is a better wrestler. He has more wrestling experience. His game is all about wrestling up, and look for no better example than when he beat Lucas Lepree in...
Took the back off
2019. He came up off of reverse De La Hiva, took the back. I think that ADCC rule set really makes Dante's game thrive. I think it's going to be close. I think it might be 2-0, but I have it going Dante's way.
Dang, 2 for Dante, man. No, I think this is great matchup. I think this is just finally the match that Nikki Ryan has been looking for. You know, shout out to Dante. He's going to be coming at Nikki, I think, from the get-go. That's what we all love about Dante, is he's going to be on the head. He's going to be shooting. He's going to be foot-tripping, you know, right out the gate, coming at Nikki. And I think that's just like, that's what Nikki needs in order to kind of show what he fully has. You know, no disrespect to Nikki's past opponents, but I just don't feel like they really pushed Nikki to be kind of as good as he can be. Dante's going to push him there, and I think Nikki gets a submission here inside regulation, and I think we finally see the Nikki Ryan that we've all kind of seen and know we're going to see in the future here. I think this is maybe just a showcase match for Nikki. Perfect matchup. Like I said, Dante's going to come out of him, and it's what he needs.
What was Dante's last matches?
Roberto, Cody.
He lost to Roberto. He beat Cody.
Yeah.
He got sort of screwed against Hibamar at Fight to Win.
Oh, yeah.
Beat Hibamar.
Yeah.
I mean, he went the distance with Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people had a super fun match. Not many people can last 15 minutes with Gary, like, while still going forward. Like, he was doing jiu-jitsu with him. That was a loss, but it was really impressive.
Match of the year, by the way.
Right? Yeah, great match. But I think Nikki and Gary have very different styles. Gary just flows into anything, into everything. Every match is an exciting match for Gary. But I think Nikki's going to lock down and find some legs and do his thing.
You got Nikki by sub, you said?
I think so, yeah.
Right. Real quick, Osteve is bringing up an interesting point here that I want to point out. He's asking if anybody in the card will get accidentally taken down in the first couple of minutes. If there's a match where you see somebody giving up a takedown so they don't have to take the negative, which match is it?
Ooh. Do you think Mikey just sticks his leg out there to give up the takedown?
I think Gio wants to take him down?
Yeah, I don't know if Gio will fall for that. They're both smart guys. Get taken down on purpose? I don't see Craig getting taken on purpose. I think Craig will want to end up on top against Hulk. That would be
I think if it happens in a match, I think Liz Clay gets taken down on purpose.
Yeah.
She gives up the single leg?
Because Anna Carolina is, you know, aggressive as they come, and she's going to want to wrestle, right?
Yeah. Connor, what are they saying online? Who are they picking here?
You know,
Connor might get taken down.
I definitely will. I was a little bit surprised on this one, but Actually, they got Dante Leon taking this one. Usually the chat doesn't go against either of the Ryan brothers, but it looks like they're excited for Dante to bring a little Daisy Fresh style to it. You know what I mean?
I think this might be the closest matchup on the card. I mean, Craig Hoke's pretty close too, but this, to me, it's like Dante's just a little bit more of a mature, older version of Nicky, and I think it's a tough time for Nicky to get him. But who knows? I mean, they'll probably be in the same division at ADCC in 2022. They'll probably see each other again. It should be two of the contenders for 77 for sure.
They're wrestling at Pettigo, right? Dante's out there training in Illinois wrestling?
He bounces back and forth. But, yeah, he wrestles in Ohio, too. When I was out there shooting with him one time, he went to actual freestyle practice with, like, wrestling shoes on and everything. Now we're to the first match of the night. And this match is going to be crazy. It's old rivalry from like the Blue Belt days, right? It's if you've seen Reed's film, the New Guard about Roberto Jimenez, they talk about this. Before Daisy Fresh, they were talking about these two, right? Andrew Woodsy, Roberto Jimenez, haven't fought in a long time. Andrew's coming off of, what, 3 wins on Who's Number One. Roberto's been bouncing around doing every event, basically, and he's mixed results. Corey, what do you think of?
This is the toughest match to call tonight because Roberto is such a wild card, no matter what he does, right? He's one step away from taking your back in every match. He can do it from standing. He can do it from his guard. He can do it from the top. But Wiltsy is just a fort, right? I mean, it's tough to pass his guard. It's tough to sweep him. It's tough to take him down. So it's really the unstoppable force and the immovable objects. Man.
Who's the unstoppable force? Who's the immovable object?
Wiltsy's the immovable object. Okay. He can't pass his guard. You can't sweep him. I mean, it's very difficult to do anything he doesn't want you to do. Really, I think this match comes down to who takes more risk. When we've seen Wiltsy risk it all, he does very well. But Roberto is going to be throwing the kitchen sink at him as he does. Based on what we've seen, I think Roberto takes this. I think he's got more experience than Wiltsy. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has Wiltsy done trials?
He's not done trials.
Right. I think Roberto has more. Roberto's gotten closer, and Roberto is just gonna, he's gonna let it loose from the get go. If Wiltsy does let it loose, he has a shot too. But I think
Roberto. How do you think
he does it? It takes it back in the
scramble or something.
Yeah. All right. Towards the end of the match.
Yeah, this is the trilogy. Yeah, they fought, I believe it was green belts back in the day. I believe Andrew won that one. Yeah. And then they fought in the Royal Tournament out in California. I believe that was like 2017 or 2018. I think it's 2017, actually. In the final of the Royal Tournament, and Roberto won that one. So this is kind of like the tiebreaker. They're both black belts.
I'd say it's a starting over, though, right?
Sure.
Just like Grace and Jessa, like that little kid shit stuff doesn't count, right? Like, this is the first real one, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first black belt one. Yeah. This is the one that really matters. Now, on the ADCC stage, you know, who knows? A lot at stake here. I think both these guys have not gone to the World Championships. I think a win here for one of these guys probably punches their ticket to the ADCC World Championships. Just by, you know, this is going to be an exciting match, hands down. Wiltsy and Roberto, come on, both these guys, they bring it every single time. I think an impressive performance. Whoever wins goes to ADCC Worlds. Tough one to predict, but I got to go with Roberto. I think this is a little bit of like a momentum thing, and I think when Roberto has beaten somebody in the past, he's really good at beating them again in the future. So I like Roberto to kind of repeat here and get the win.
Razor Reed going with Roberto.
Hell yeah.
You already know who I'm taking. I got Wiltsy. Love Roberto. Nice kid. Andrew not only is he an old friend of mine, but I think Andrew can wrestle with anybody at this weight. He saw his wrestling was on point against Gabriel Maeda last time. I mean, it's going to be a little tougher with Roberto because Roberto loves to scramble. Roberto invites that shit, right? And Roberto can go all day. He's not going to gas out like Gabriel did. But I think Andrew's going to out-wrestle him, ends up winning this thing. 2-0. Maybe Roberto stands back up. Andrew went 4-0. I don't think Roberto's going to be able to wrestle with Andrew. But, I mean, you got to watch out for him throwing up triangles, going for the back, all kinds of stuff and scrambles. I mean, that's where Roberto lives and dies. So, I mean, it's a tough place to take it. But Andrew can go out. If Andrew wrestles, he can go with anybody. Connor, what are they saying?
I'm going to let a Texas Zombie speak for the chat because he kind of encompassed it very well. Andrew wins here, and the chat agrees. But then he thinks he draws Craig, and he beats Craig, too. And then they think he's the new legit number one guy. And then we got to hype up Gordon versus Andrew. That's what the chat's calling. Or at least Texas Zombie is.
Okay, so we got a 2-2 situation.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
God damn it. I was hoping we weren't going to have to let you make a pick. So you got to be the tiebreaker this time. We almost made it through without you being the tiebreaker.
Okay. I'm going to go Roberto simply because of his backstage warm-up. If you've ever seen him backstage, he's terrifying. He sings really happy music, but he looks like a psychopath. It's, got to go Roberto all day.
All right. So
Andrew's having some crazy momentum, though, lately. I think that's – can't discount that. This dude's on a roll, and he likes to roll downhill. So
it's getting better and better. Connor, what's it mean that they say I'm a Don on Discord? I looked at my status. There's mods. There's all this stuff. Well, I'm a Don. What does that mean I get to do?
That means you get to do whatever
the hell you want, bro.
Yeah, you could literally kill someone in there, and we couldn't stop you.
You could shoot somebody and
– in broad daylight. Yeah.
Crime syndicate.
Yeah.
The Teflon Don. So, before we get to my article, my match rankings article, somebody asked last night, this is the fan topic that I wanted to, I think it was Zach from 10th Lamp Bethlehem. Somebody messaged and said they want to hear everybody, this is our WWE theme of the week. Thoughts on the Montreal Screwjob. Reed, I'll let you go first.
What do you mean thoughts on the Montreal Screwjob? Just general thoughts?
Whose side are you on? You on Vince's side or Brett's side?
I mean, come on. Got to be on Vince's side
here. You can't leave with the side.
Come on. I mean, he did the best way possible, too. Like, it's a legendary storyline from, like, 40 years later.
You got to think, Vince McMahon's not going to let you do that.
No.
Vince McMahon's going to screw you in that situation all day long. That's why he's Vince McMahon. That's why he's the best at what he does.
I mean, that's why he's, like, the best part, though, is, like, he's standing right next there, next to the ring, just, like, staring down Brett as, like, he's, like, spitting in his face and stuff like that. But, like, he took it. Like, he stood next to the ring, so all respect to Vince.
Corey, you know about this situation?
No, thank you, Connor, for dropping that.
Corey's uninformed. What about you, Connor? You know about it?
No, but if you're in the Discord, I just dropped the Wikipedia article to the Montreal Screwjob.
I'll explain it to everybody what happened. Bret Hart was going to leave the WWF, now the WWE, for WCW. If you're young, you might not even know what WCW was. They were big competitors back in the day.
Bret, legendary WWE champion at the moment.
He was the champion at the time. He wanted to leave with the belt. Vince McMahon's like, I don't play that shit. They had a match where he was in a submission and he didn't tap.
It's Shawn
McMahon,
Michaels, right?
Yeah, Vince McMahon had the guy ring the bell, and then they ran out of there with the belt to just pretend like he lost and take the belt off of him. And then, yeah, things got crazy. He broke a bunch of shit. He maybe punched Vince McMahon at one point or another.
Yeah, he spit in his face. I remember.
I'd do that shit for Who's Number One if I needed to. I'm not saying we do fixed matches on there, but... Connor, what are they saying online? Anybody have any thoughts?
You know, I think they were just happy that we gave them a little context. I think you guys are going so deep in the WWE universe.
Me and Reed are deep into this
shit.
Me and Reed are at the point where we'll stay up all night watching old wrestlers talk about who they hate. Well, it's going to be me in 15, 20 years. I'm going to be doing the interviews on YouTube in a hotel room about who was a scumbag and who wasn't back in the day. All right, moving on along from our WWE topic of the week. Thanks, Zach. Now, are we at a point where we're ready to talk about my match rankings article?
I think so.
A little backstory here, because you guys probably don't know about this either. I wrote an article giving everybody a rating from 1 star to 5 stars, half stars, this and that, based on what I thought was the most exciting. Basically, it was like 2.5 stars is where they start getting good, I think. 3 is like exceptional. 3, anything over 4 I thought was like badass match. Gordon wasn't happy with not getting all 5s, but I mean, I just got to stop writing articles. All they do is piss people off. Gordon, big time ally of mine. Everybody hates me because they think I love Gordon too much, and even he didn't like this article. But I gave him a 5. I gave Cade versus Ethan a 5, and everything else, there were no other 5 besides that. Connor, I'll let you kick it off. What are you thinking right now looking at it? Is there anything I ranked wrong?
Yeah, I think the one that I could target
It doesn't matter what you think. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to sit back here and eat my Fritos.
No. Which one?
Roberto Jimenez versus Dante Leon. I think it should be ranked higher. That one was wild. The only thing that could have made it better was if Roberto would have been able to finish the triangle before time ran out.
He did have a submission locked in near the end,
right?
That was
crazy.
Yeah, and if it, you know...
Right. Wait, so what is it ranked now?
It's 3.5. I think 4.5.
4.5, jeez.
I think 4.5. If Roberto would have finished off and just held it until the, you know, way after, like 5 seconds after maybe, he would have put him to sleep and we would have had another, you know, Hulk the knees incident.
All right, if you had to take one match ranked above that and move it down, which one are you going with?
Ooh, that one's a tougher one. Yes.
You have to take something and move it to 3.5, let's say.
Oh, 3.5? I would actually go with... I would go with Gordon versus Roberto. It was fun.
It just coming for your ass.
It did not excite me as much as Roberto versus Dante Leon, but I think that's also because Gordon was just, he stepped in, like, it was obviously the great favorite. He put on an exciting show, and Roberto always does, but I felt like I knew the outcome before I saw the match.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Gordon and Wagner both benefit, what boosts them up, even though they're extremely one-sided, from him calling the sub ahead of time, right? Like, Gordon called it publicly against Roberto. He called it in an envelope against Wagner. I just thought the Wagner match got a little weird just because it was like Gordon got on the back, and then it was clear, like, okay, Gordon's not going to finish from the back because that's not the sub that he called for, like, half the match, right? All right, Corey, what are you thinking?
The one for me that's got to move up is clearly the main event from last time, Craig Jones and Tyrus Holo. That match.
I was a little harsh on that.
I feel like Craig gets screwed the most here in your list.
Yeah. I mean, Craig Jones threw the biggest curveball I think we've ever seen.
Craig gets screwed
match, in
this
right?
list because I'm not scared of him like I am Gordon. Gordon got mad about these ratings. I said, dude, don't even. I'll delete my Instagram right now. I'll just go into hiding. I don't want any smoke with Gordon on Instagram. So you think I left? That's fair.
Yeah,
the
match had a little bit of everything. Both guys had that knee bar. We almost saw the repeat of Tyrus Holo's knee bar on Paulo Maiao, right? We saw that Tyrus Holo still has it. We saw more of Craig's wrestling game. We saw some of Ty's wrestling game. It wasn't the match any of us expected from that match, but it's definitely a match that I'd certainly appreciate. I think that's got to be at least 3.5, maybe. Yeah, 3.5 stars.
Yeah, what did I give it two?
It's two.
Two stars.
Yeah, I think I was really harsh on the newest one in general. When I look back at it, I'm like, damn, the new one doesn't have anything ranked up high. May have a fact to do with I almost died during the event. Maybe I don't remember. Reed, what are you thinking?
Man, how are you going to do the fastest submission in WNO history?
Tony Ramos?
3-star.
Tony Ramos?
Yeah.
I was going to bring that down.
No, come on. The fastest submission.
Funniest match. It always brings a smile to my face. Think about that match.
One of the most legendary matches on Who's Number One only gets 3 stars? Come on. That's a 3.5-er at least.
But if you had to replace something moving up, what are we going? What are you taking down?
I don't know.
That was a tough one to rate because
yeah,
like,
no, I know.
It's so one sided. It's like, what was it? 15 seconds or something? Crazy.
23.
Yeah, that was a quick one.
That's just that should be higher. I think just on pure.
Come on.
Just on comedy.
Come on. Like, that one's going to live in infamy.
Yeah, what about Heisen Rita and Miha? 2.5 stars.
Yeah,
that's got to be at least 3 as well.
I was a little bit rough on the ones that are just like 30
the
seconds.
The world team member, the NCAA champion. Yeah. Like, come
and
on.
And Tony should move up just because it's such a funny match. It was like, all right, what's Nikki going to do? Is he going to try and wrestle with him? No.
Is he going to try to wrestle with him? That's a good question.
Like 12 seconds. What was the official time on that Nikki Ryan Tony Ramos match?
It was 23 seconds.
Nice.
23 seconds. All right. Connor, what are they saying online? They got anything to say?
Yeah, they thought that Steve brought up that Cole versus Wiltsy deserved 3.5 stars. I think you got him at 2.5 right now. Not entirely sure off the bat. We also got
some athletes in there.
Actually, none of the athletes have joined in. I think they're waiting to see. But Cody Steele versus Philip Rowe, give it 3 stars. It was fun. It may not have ended, in a super submission.
Yeah, it was a fun match, but it was just sort of like nothing dominant really got secured. I guess some position. That match would have benefited from rash guards. I think going forward for Who's Number, I think the September event we're going to have a rash guard requirement because when you get two people without rash guards, it gets too fucking slippery. And then just the last 7 to 10 minutes, they can't lock anything on, really. They can't secure anything for a certain amount of time.
We also got the hot take, and I'm not sure how much of a hot take it is, but Mika Galvao versus Tackett was way better than Nacielli versus Gabby.
I disagree on that one.
I think what it means to beat Gabby Garcia just is bigger than Mika versus Tackett.
Gabby Nacielli Mika Tackett was pretty good, but Gabby Nacielli, when I rewatched it, because I literally spent the whole week rewatching all these things. Gabby Nacielli was a pretty fun match.
Yeah.
Just because it was like Gabby went away from what she normally does of just like, all right, I'm just going to smash. But Gabby's just like dropping on heel hooks and ankle locks.
She was attacking. She was attacking.
It was different than.
She took the Who's Number One rule set to heart. Like, yeah. she was going after ankle locks. She was trying to.
And she didn't even care after she lost. She was happy in the interview. You can tell she was just going out there having a fun time. That was a hell of a match, in my opinion. What else is going on online, Connor? Anything interesting?
They said maybe you guys will get this because it's more of a wrestling reference that I don't think I'm kin to. But Crownston and Taza are the modern day Harts from Montreal. Does that mean anything to you? Is that a wrestling reference?
Oh,
the Hart family.
They're not from Montreal, though. I don't think they're from Calgary.
Well,
this guy's a noob. You gotta get on YouTube more. Me and Reed, YouTube historians for jiu-jitsu. Tyler, our producer, says his favorite part is where I said warning spoilers, but most of these matches happened months ago, so shut up, which is true. There's no spoilers in sports, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. What do you got? Mm-hmm. Opinions. Spoilers in sports. It's breaking news. Like,
yeah.
Enough of ESPN
watching.
Doesn't
you gotta
not
be watching
report.
Live sports.
It's not a film. We're not telling you how this season of Game of Thrones ends. Like, ESPN doesn't, oh, no, let's not report on who won this basketball game because it's a spoiler. Like,
good luck. We'll wait for everybody's DVRs to get.
Yeah.
No.
Connor, anything else going on in there?
Yeah, people are asking for Gabby versus Craig. Also, oh, Steve, he's calling out Kitman. He wants Kitman. We're going to put him on
who's
number one prelims.
We don't even know if Kitman and O'Steve could be the same people for all we know. I've seen O'Steve's Instagram. I've seen pictures of him. I don't know anything about Kitman as a person.
That's true.
Kitman could be a 12-year-old kid for all that we know.
That'll make the fight a lot easier,
make that
won't
match.
It? Yeah. Taking on a 12-year-old is easier than anything.
We'll put that on the Gabby Craig card.
sick.
September event is going to be September 25th and 26th. You guys know the deal. Over $250,000 paid out. Five brackets. Women's 115, women's heavy. Men's 55, 85 heavy. Gonna be exciting. We're gonna start rolling these out after Road to ACC. Speaking of which, Connor.
Sir.
Do we have any? We got to do a meeting. We got to start planning this rollout. All right.
Yep.
Real work stuff. Connor's got a job besides the moderator, guys.
A little behind the scenes action here.
Yeah. But other news. John Danaher Gordon doing a seminar before Road to ACC. That's probably already sold out. It was almost sold out. When we went on air, it's probably already sold out. So if you got your ticket already, congrats. If not, I mean, you can go to our Instagram and see if there's one or two left.
Check it out the link in our bio.
Anything we should talk about before we get out of here?
Check it out the link in our bio if you need tickets, by the way.
That's it? Nobody's got anything to say?
That's it for me.
God bless you all, Flow Grappling fans. See you guys at Road to ADCC. Hollywood Corey will be there in my place. Thanks.
All clear.